With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
This was so incredible, Lee, that when I saw it, I thought that this has got to be fake. I mean, this can't be the case, right? Speaker Mike Johnson, head of the Republicans in the House, couldn't possibly have tweeted this. So I had to stop and I had to go look on his account. See, did he really tweet? It's really real.
Okay.
Here's what he wrote. Washington Democrats are now officially threatening a government shutdown unless they get reinstatement of free health care for illegal aliens, $500 million for liberal news outlets and other partisan priorities, funding for surgeries, sex change surgeries and treatment for minors, totaling a massive $1.5 trillion spending hike tacked onto a simple continuing resolution. It's basically a budget bill.
Yeah.
Or they'll shut down government. I really want to break this down this morning, where this is going. So Chuck Schumer's out there saying, well, it's Trump's fault if it doesn't shut down. And I really hope we message this well. We're terrible about messaging.
Yeah. Republicans, yes.
Yes. Why all of this started? Why is the demand, and they're not even hiding it, for the American people to pay for the future replacement voters' health insurance? Why that is really specific all of the sudden. Part of it is because the big, beautiful bill cut off all the avenues that Democrats were using to pay for illegal immigrants' health care through federal subsidies via the states. They were breaking the law and using loopholes to sign up illegal immigrants. Those loopholes were closed in the big, beautiful bill, right? Well, tie that. I'm going to tell you why they want this. This is an act of desperation. And part of it is because usually Republican leadership, not Trump, but everyone else will give them whatever they want, no matter how crazy. So, hey, might as well ask, right? So that's all going on. But here is what their problem mainly is. And it's this. 2 million illegal immigrants, Lee, have either been deported or self-deported in 250 days since Donald Trump took office. We deported, this country deported, Tom Homan deported 400,000 of them. That's amazing. But the rest left on their own. Why? Wow, you're living in an America where, if you've noticed, there's not like really a lot of jobs. And you have no means to pay for your health care. You are cut off from the system. This is the Democrats going, wait, come back. No, please don't take the free flight out of the country. No, we'll get your health care back. It's at least a signal to illegals. Hey, you might not want to leave now. We'll get you your health care back. They're not hiding it anymore, Lee. This is an open demand When you think about that, those are their three priorities. They're not even requesting health care for Americans.
Yeah.
Yeah. An expansion of health care by the government for Americans. I don't support that, but at least it'd be for Americans. No, no, it's for illegals. But this is good. And the reason is good that they're begging for this. They're saying, hey, we're going to shut down the government. You don't give us our illegal immigrant health care. Is because they are trying to stem the tide. They have already lost 2 million of their replacement voters. And they're terrified.
Well, and they're hemorrhaging more.
Yeah, and they're hemorrhaging actual voters. Yeah. And their problem really is that they are at the point of their agenda that is so radical that people raised in America with even just a scintilla of American culture can't go for it. They need new voters. And this, Lee, is not just an American Democrat problem. This is a worldwide problem. They are running a worldwide voter drive in Europe. And if you look at censorship, the bulk of it in Europe is people speaking true things about illegal immigrants coming into their countries to replace them. That is what the majority of the 3,000 raids we've seen so far by the National Speech Police in the UK are about. That is why the head of the AfD party in Germany is a convicted criminal. She published on X a screenshot of the rape statistics by illegal immigrant Muslim migrants. The government's own stats, right from their crime analysis. Totally correct. Courts never disputed it was correct. But you can't say it because it oppresses minorities.
Unbelievable.
Who are legally oppressed. Why? They can't have the conversation until they have enough replacement voters for total power in a Chinese system.
Apparently, the oppression of the victims of those crimes don't count.
No, of course they don't count. They don't care, Jimmy.
See, this is the very thing Trump was talking about yesterday to the useless nations for the General Assembly. I'm sorry, I got to get back to calling it the useless nations again, because and that's one of the things that he was saying. You folks don't get anything done. Strongly worded letters and then no follow up.
Yeah. And absolutely. He said, listen, I stopped 7 wars and you didn't even bother to help.
No,
I ended 7 wars, dealt with the leaders of each and every one of these countries and never even received a phone call from the United Nations offering to help in finalizing the deal. All I got from the United Nations was an escalator that on the way up stopped right in the middle.
And the broken teleprompter.
And the broken teleprompter. You know what, though? They were so afraid he'd say true things. That's why they turned off the teleprompter. So, and he was talking about, look, I mean, I'm ending 7 wars. UN doesn't care. No, they don't. They're waiting around for total power in the form of international government built around speech censorship. They're just waiting around for total power so they can be dictators. They don't care about anything else. But he was saying, look, you haven't done anything. You didn't even help me end 7 wars. But the thing is, Lee, they have done something. They are quite busy, as Trump pointed out. And this is the most devastating part. When he points the finger right at the UN and said, you sponsored for $372 million over 600,000 illegal immigrants to break the law and invade America. So he's calling them out for the international voter drive. This, Lee, in a speech environment that gets freer and freer every day for us, this is going to reverberate, and people are going to hear this who never did before, are going to begin to understand this wasn't an accident. It was an orchestrated international voter drive funded by the UN to crush any dissent or to the Democrat Party. Take a listen.
In 2024, the UN budgeted $372 million in cash assistance to support an estimated 624,000 migrants journeying into the United States. Think of that. The UN is supporting people that are illegally coming into the United States, and then we have to get them out. The UN also provided food, shelter, transportation, and debit cards to illegal aliens. Can you believe that? On the way to infiltrate our southern border. Millions of people came through that southern border. Just a year ago, millions and millions of people were pouring in, 25 million altogether over the 4 years of the incompetent Biden administration. And now we have it stopped, totally stopped. In fact, they're not even coming anymore because they know they can't get through. But what took place is totally unacceptable. The UN is supposed to stop invasions, not create them, and not finance them. In the United States, we reject the idea that mass numbers of people from foreign lands can be permitted to travel halfway around the world, trample our borders, violate our sovereignty, cause unmitigated crime, and deplete our social safety net. We have reasserted that America belongs to the American people, and I encourage all countries to take their own stand in defense of their citizens as well. You have to do that because I see it. I'm not mentioning names. I see it, and I can call every single one of them out. You're destroying your countries. They're being destroyed. Europe is in serious trouble. They've been invaded by a force of illegal aliens like nobody's ever seen before. Illegal.
Every part of that is true.
Yep.
And is factual and is provable. There's nothing he said in that that was actually even hyperbole.
No.
Which that's usually where he goes. But every bit of that was true.
And to do it in a forum like that,
yes,
that gets such publicity and so many views, and in an era where there's X and now YouTube, they're saying that Biden forced them to censor, but they're not doing it anymore. That's the big breaking news day. We'll get into that coming up. People are going to hear this for the first time and understand all of that immigration was not an accident. It was deliberately paid for. And they even paid for, Lee, food, shelter, envelopes, and debit cards of cash, cell phones, everything they needed to invade the country. That's why when they walk over the border, their clothes are clean. They're literally fat after having walked 1,000 miles because they didn't walk. Their transportation was paid for. And they look great. There's not a hair out of place. The UN paid for that. And they used our tax dollars that were given to them by the Democrats, Kevin McCarthy and Mike Johnson. So just really, it's good. People need to understand this. And I got to add one thing. Remember I told you in the last hour, the head of the AfD party, which by the way, I'm polling this week for the first time in all the polls, hit number one political party in Germany by popularity. The head of the AfD party is a convicted criminal for saying exactly what Trump just said there, for talking about illegal migration. Truthfully, she was convicted. The party is not allowed to be seen on social media or to advertise in Germany. And yet it is the number one political party in the polls. And right now the German parliament is debating outlawing the party. No membership or you go to prison. And they're the number one party in the country. And again, their leader is a convicted criminal because she told the truth about illegal migration. So what Trump is doing there is an absolute Charlie Kirk style act of heroism. He is speaking for oppressed people in Germany who can't speak what he said. You say that in Germany, and that got broadcasted in Germany on X. You say that, you go to prison. Think about that. That's why this is so revolutionary.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
So, just as Jake Tapper, anchor of CNN, was mid-lie, just literally in the middle of lie, taping this, Jimmy Kimmel was the most horrific attack. Oh, this is so funny. On the First Amendment in U.S. history. Oh, if only that was true, Jake. If only I wasn't on my third YouTube account, because the first two were taken away because it turns out I said real things about COVID they didn't like. Here's Jake Tapper, anchor of CNN, lying his butt off.
All right, Jimmy Kimmel, he's a friend of both of ours. Yeah. You know him, I know him. We know he's a good person. But what was your original take on how this all went down starting last week?
I mean, I thought it was pretty much the most direct infringement by the government on free speech that I've seen in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Hilariously timed. This comes out. Google admits censorship under Biden, literally yesterday, promises to end bans of YouTube accounts of thousands of Americans censored for political speech. Now, why did this happen? I've trashed Jim Jordan, a Republican chairman of the Oversight Committee for many years because he rolls up his sleeves, says blah, 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 sends out a fundraising letter, but nothing ever happens. Well, finally something happens. So I'm going to give him credit. He has hit Google for 2 years with subpoena after subpoena after subpoena after subpoena, trying to get to the bottom of their censorship machine. They finally gave up yesterday. Google admitted, contrary to what you just heard from Jake Tapper's lying Politburo there, man, he would give the USSR a run for their money in terms of just flat out ability to lie. The Biden administration, Google admits, pressured Google to censor Americans and remove content that did not violate YouTube's policies. The Biden administration censorship pressure was unacceptable and wrong. Wait, so that means like government censorship pressure. Public debate should never come at the expense of relying on authorities, they say, and they're going to fire their third-party fact checker. They're all liberal minders. They're all Democrats. There's no Republican fact checkers. It's just they don't like you saying true things and you lose your first and second YouTube account like me. And each strike, it's interesting this happened because I've been talking to you guys about this for years. Each strike I've gotten was for a COVID-related thing where I ended up being correct. And that's exactly who they addressed, who Google addressed with this statement and said, oh, come and get your account back. You can have it now. And they admit that Europe's censorship laws target American companies and threaten American speech, including the removal of lawful content. And they admit they removed content that was true, especially during COVID. Those admissions obviously come after Chairman Jordan's subpoena to Google and years-long investigation of the company. You know, I couldn't help but wonder, they could have done this on any day. They did it right after Google executives, who are liberal, but must have sat and watched the left lie and lie and lie and lie about Jimmy Kimmel and this being the worst censorship ever, and they're living through a dictatorship and Trump, blah, 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 knowing the whole time Biden made them censor. You couldn't help but miss the timing. I mean, maybe some little part of those executives said, we just can't watch the lie anymore. We can't watch the left lie anymore. I mean, to put it out now, I can't imagine the phone calls that went out from the Democrat National Committee to Google. What are you doing? Look at the timing of this. If we ever get back in office, you are done. It's exactly what they say. Here's a left-wing journalist, but free speech advocate Glenn Greenwald and what that era was like. In terms of for YouTube, but also for Facebook and for Twitter.
Four times in the last year, Democrats have summoned the CEOs of Twitter, Google, and Facebook to appear before them and explicitly threaten them, saying, if you don't start censoring what we regard as hate speech and disinformation, you're going to suffer our legal and regulatory punishment. It's really a merger of state and corporate power, which ironically is the classic definition of fascism. We've heard so much about fascism over the last 5 years. This is what it actually is. And the people who say they're against it are actually now supporting it.
That was months ago, by the way, when he said that, ironically. And I imagine that YouTube went through something like Zuckerberg did. This is him confessing to Joe Rogan. Yeah, I took down real things because the Biden administration made me.
We said, no, we're not going to take down humor and satire. We're not going to take down things that are true. And I don't know, then like all these different agencies and branches of government basically just like started investigating and coming after our company. It was brutal.
Yep. Left doesn't know what this is like. Jimmy Kimmel doesn't know what this is like. If Jimmy Kimmel hadn't trashed Charlie Kirk, nobody would be talking about him this week. That's not what we've been through. And I mean, I just have a question for YouTube. After you took my second YouTube account, see, I went over to Rumble and built that up to 6,000. Just clawing my way through, sitting there clicking and clicking and clicking and clicking to build it again and again and again and again. Where do I go to get the tens of thousands of followers that I should have by now, but that you stole from me? Where does my family go to get the money that you owe me for censoring me, for saying true things that the Democrat Party, specifically the Biden regime, did not like? See, Jimmy Kimmel doesn't know what that means. Jake Tapper has no idea what it feels like to have that boot on your throat. I know what it feels like to be a political dissident. I do, and thousands more. And they're like, oh, have your accounts back now. You weren't lying. Again, where do I go to get all those followers? Where do I go to get the followers I would have had all of those days that my broadcast was suspended? Like midstream, where do I go to get those? They don't say. They don't say. And you know what? Screw them. I don't trust them. The next time Democrat dictators come into office, what, are you going to take my account again? Tell me I'm wrong? Now I'll just build my Rumble. I just don't have time. And I have time.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait. You mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.